And at 21 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock, it's now time for our regular feature, the Dwell Sports Bite.
Tuesday mornings are made for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And let's kick it off with some rugby action from the weekend. The British and Irish Lions touring down in Australia, and what a game of rugby that was in the second test match. The British and Irish Lions scoring in the 79th minute to take home the series victory, and what a game. You had to feel for Australia. 90,000 Aussies crammed into the stadium, but unfortunately a last minute try saw the British and Irish Lions take an unassailable 2-0 lead and the end of the series. What a game of rugby that certainly was. Some other rugby results on the Curry Cup from the weekend. The DHL Western Province lost to the Bulls 48-23. And the Lions had way, way too much for the Sharks, giving them a hammering 46-5. The Pumas won 49-28 against the Griquas in a cracker game of rugby. Some real running rugby there. Go watch the highlights if you can. On to schoolboy rugby. Northwood beats Glenwood 19-11 for another great season for Northwood. Jeppy lost to DHS 24-10. What a season for DHS this has been. And then Maritzburg College unfortunately lost to Uffies 45-27. Of course, on Sunday, the Tour de France came to a finish in the beautiful streets of the Champs-Élysées of Oui Paris. And of course, Tadej Pogacar claiming his fourth Tour de France victory. The last stage was certainly enthralling with the yellow jersey going for a stage victory, but it just couldn't happen. But yellow jersey is no consolation for this man. That's his fourth Tour de France title as he goes from strength to strength on a bicycle. Sunday was also time for the Belgian Grand Prix in Formula One. A rain-swept Belgian Grand Prix where we thought we would have lots of incidents, but ultimately fizzled out into quite a boring affair. Lando Norris coming in second after Oscar Piastri overtook him in the first corner. Piastri extends his lead at the top of the championship. Charles Leclerc on the podium finally ahead of Max Verstappen. All in all, an uneventful Belgium Grand Prix, and Oscar Piastri extends his lead at the top of the rankings. For those of you watching cricket, there was a test match on the weekend, England versus India. Again, this fizzled out into a draw, but the real highlight for me was AB de Villiers scoring a 41-ball 100. This man certainly could feature in any team in the world, still at the tender age of 42. And then lastly, of course, on the women's front, the Euro finals was between Spain and England, and England came out victorious, beating Spain on penalties to win the Women's Euros 2025 and retain their title. Well done to the female Lions. That is a great result against Spain. All in all, that's a wrap on your Dwell Sports Bite for this week. Be sure to join us next week. It's proudly sponsored by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.